Welcome to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights, brought to you by Harley Miller Law Firm. Today, we're diving into something I'm sure a lot of you have thought about, how to get a Vietnamese driver's license.
Yeah.
Especially as an expat, it can seem a little daunting.
Right.
But we're here to tell you it is totally doable.
Absolutely.
And we're going to break it down for you.
We're going to walk you through the entire process and highlight the essential things that you need to know from eligibility all the way to the test.
Yeah. So you might be asking, why would I even want a Vietnamese driver's license?
Right.
Well, just imagine you're cruising down the coast, the wind in your hair, exploring Vietnam.
Beautiful.
Sounds pretty good, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But even beyond the freedom and the adventure,
having
that Vietnamese driver's license will give you the confidence to know that you are driving legally and safely.
Yes, and confidently.
In this unique environment.
Within the local traffic environment here.
Yeah, because let's be honest, the traffic here is
different.
It's a little different. All right, so let's get into it.
Okay.
Does anyone waltz in here and get a Vietnamese driver's license?
So not quite. Circular 121-17TT-BGGTVT, which sounds a little intimidating.
It does.
But actually, it just lays out the rules.
Okay.
Outlines all the specific requirements that you need to meet.
All right.
And it's not just about being a foreigner. There's a few more things
that
you need to kind of check off your list.
So it's not as easy as showing up with your passport and a smile.
Unfortunately not.
Oh.
One of the first things you're going to need is a valid residency permit.
Right.
This could be a temporary residence card, a permanent residence card, or even a diplomatic ID card if that applies to you.
Okay.
But basically, you need to show them that you're legally residing in Vietnam.
Got it. So residency is a must.
Yeah.
What else?
Age is another factor.
Okay.
You need to be at least 16 years old to get a motorbike license, 18 for a regular car.
Right.
And it goes up from there, depending on the vehicle category.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to see a 16-year-old behind the wheel of a tour bus.
No, you don't.
Are there age limits on the other end of the spectrum?
Absolutely. Yeah. For example, the cutoff age for driving a passenger vehicle with more than 29 seats or a sleeper bus is 57 for men and 55 for women.
Interesting. So even if you're a seasoned driver back in your home country, there's some age limits to consider here?
Here in Vietnam, yes.
Okay. What about health requirements?
So you'll need to be in good health, of course, and you will need a medical certificate specifically for drivers.
Oh, right.
And you can't just bring in a doctor's note from back home. It has to be from an authorized facility here in Vietnam.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see how this would all feel a little overwhelming, especially if you're new to Vietnam.
Yes, especially if you're navigating the system.
Yeah, and you're trying to figure out the rules and the regulations.
For the first time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's where a legal expert could really come in handy to help you, to guide you. Yes.
Yeah, understand the specific requirements. Make sure you have all your documents.
They can help you gather all those documents and ensure that everything is in order.
Speaking of those documents,
we've
got the residency permit,
the
medical certificate. Are there any other essential documents that we need?
Yes. So, of course, you'll need your passport and you're going to need a completed application form.
Right.
Now, you can find this form in Appendix 7 of Circular 12277-TT-BGTVT.
Wow.
Same document we just talked about outlines all the rules.
It all comes back to that document.
It does.
Okay, so we've got the residency, the age, the health, the passport, the application form. Mm-hmm. Seems pretty straightforward so far.
It can be.
Okay.
But keep in mind that there might be additional requirements depending on your specific situation.
Okay.
So, for example, if you're converting a foreign driver's license,
you'll need to provide a notarized translation.
Of course.
Of that license.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's where a team like Harley Miller could really help.
Yes.
They can help you kind of anticipate any roadblocks.
Exactly.
Make sure that process goes smoothly.
Minimize the stress and maximize your chances of getting that Vietnamese driver's license.
All right. So we've checked all the boxes. We are eligible to apply.
Right.
Now comes the fun part, choosing what kind of vehicle you want to drive.
Right. Yeah.
Vietnam has a surprising variety when it comes to license categories.
It's true. There's a whole range to cover anything from motorbikes to massive buses and trucks.
I've heard it described as an alphabet soup of categories from A to F.
Mm-hmm.
Can you break that down for us?
Absolutely. So it might seem a little bit overwhelming at first, but it makes sense once you kind of understand the system.
Okay.
So category A, for example, covers motorcycles.
All right. So if I want to zip around on a scooter.
Yes.
Explore those winding back roads, I need category A.
That's the one.
All right. What about those who want to experience the open road in a car?
So for cars, you would need a Category B license.
Okay.
And even within that category, there are different options,
Oh.
depending on if you want to drive a regular car, a larger car with more than 9 seats, or even a specialized car designed for professional drivers.
So there's a license for pretty much every type of vehicle imaginable. What are some examples of those different types of car licenses?
Okay, so let's say you want to drive a manual transmission car.
Right.
You would go for a B1.2 license, which allows you to drive a car with up to 9 seats.
Okay.
If you prefer automatic, then it's a B1.1 license.
Right.
But if you're looking to drive professionally and you need to transport goods, then you'd need a B2 license.
Okay, so we got A for motorbikes,
Yes.
B for cars.
Yes.
What about the rest of that alphabet soup?
So C covers larger trucks,
Okay.
D is for buses,
All right.
G is for even bigger buses.
Wow.
Think like the double-decker tour buses.
Okay.
And F allows you to tow a trailer with your existing B2C, D, or E license.
So there's really a choose your own adventure for drivers.
It really is.
Wow.
And the best part is you can get a license for any of these categories as long as you meet the eligibility requirements
Okay.
and you pass the test.
Speaking of the tests,
Right.
that's what we're going to explore next. So buckle up, folks.
Yes.
The journey to getting your Vietnamese driver's license is about to get a whole lot more interesting.
Yeah. So let's talk about the driving test itself.
Okay, this is the part that makes most people nervous, right?
It can be, not with the right preparation, it's definitely manageable.
Okay.
The Vietnamese driving test is a multi-step process
Okay.
that includes both a theory exam and a practical exam.
So you can't just jump behind the wheel and show them what you got.
Not quite.
Okay.
You need to prove that you understand the rules of the road first.
Right.
The theory exam covers things like road traffic laws, signs, and safe driving techniques.
Okay, so like back in school when you take a written test.
Exactly. Got it. You'll need to study up on those official traffic regulations and be prepared to answer multiple choice questions.
Any tips for acing the theory exam?
Well, the key is to familiarize yourself with the Vietnamese traffic laws.
Okay.
There are study guides and practice tests available,
Okay.
or you can even enroll in a driving school to get comprehensive instruction.
Makes sense. Practice makes perfect,
Well,
right?
exactly. The more you practice answering those theory questions, the more confident you'll be on test day.
Right.
And once you've conquered that theory exam,
Okay.
it's time to move on to the practical test.
All right, so what does the practical test involve?
Well, the practical test is divided into two parts.
Okay.
The first part takes place on a closed course where you'll be tested on basic driving skills and maneuvers.
Okay, like parallel parking and three-point turns.
Yes.
Those are always my least favorite.
You'll definitely need to master those skills here too.
Okay.
But there are also some Vietnam-specific maneuvers you'll need to learn, like figure-eight driving and obstacle crossing.
Really?
It's designed to assess your ability to handle tight spaces and unexpected situations.
Sounds challenging. What about the second part of the practical test?
So the second part takes you out onto public roads.
Oh, wait.
Okay, you'll be assessed on your ability to handle real-world traffic situations and follow those
Oh,
regulations.
that sounds even more intimidating.
Yeah.
Driving in Vietnam could be pretty chaotic, especially in the cities.
You're not wrong, but that's why this part is so important.
Right.
It evaluates your ability to drive safely and confidently in a real-world setting.
Okay.
You'll be accompanied by an examiner who will observe your driving
You have
and
to.
assess your skill.
So what are some key things they'll be looking for during that public road test?
They'll be paying close attention to how you handle things like lane changes, intersections, roundabouts, and of course, interacting with other vehicles and pedestrians.
Okay, what about things like honking the horn? I've noticed that people honk a lot in Vietnam, even in situations where it wouldn't be considered necessary in other countries.
That's a great observation. Honking is definitely part of the driving culture here, but
Right.
it's important to use it responsibly.
Okay.
During the test, the examiner will be looking to see that you're not honking excessively or aggressively.
Right.
It's more about using the horn as a way to alert others of your presence,
Right.
especially in situations where visibility might be limited.
Makes sense. So it's all about being a safe and considerate driver,
Exactly.
even in the midst of Vietnam's bustling traffic.
That brings us to some practical driving tips
Okay.
that can help you not only pass the test, but also navigate the roads here with confidence.
Okay, let's hear them. I'm sure our listeners are eager to learn how to conquer the roads of Vietnam.
All right, first and foremost, always prioritize safety.
Okay.
Wear your helmet when riding a motorbike
Of course.
and your seatbelt when driving a car.
Absolute must, no matter where you're driving.
Absolutely. And when it comes to driving in Vietnam specifically, be prepared for
Oh,
anything.
yeah.
The traffic can be unpredictable,
Okay.
with motorbikes weaving in and out,
Yeah.
pedestrians crossing at unexpected places, and even the occasional livestock wandering into the road.
I've heard stories of people encountering chickens and ducks.
Oh, yeah.
crossing the street in the middle of rush hour?
It definitely happens. That's why defensive driving is crucial.
Right.
Always be aware of your surroundings, anticipate potential hazards, and be prepared to react quickly.
So what are some common mistakes that foreigners tend to make when driving in Vietnam?
One common mistake is not being assertive enough.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Drivers here are generally quite confident.
Okay.
And will often overtake or change lanes without much hesitation.
Right.
If you're too timid or hesitant, you might find yourself getting stuck or causing confusion.
So it's about finding that balance between being assertive,
mm-hmm.
but also being safe.
Exactly. You don't want to be reckless, but you also don't want to be too passive.
Right.
It's about reading the flow of traffic and making your intentions clear to other drivers.
Makes sense. What about things like right-of-way?
Okay.
Are there any specific rules that might differ from what people are used to in other countries?
One thing to remember is that motorcycles often have the right-of-way.
Oh, cool.
Even if they're technically breaking traffic rules,
yeah.
It's just a reality of driving in Vietnam.
Okay.
Always be cautious and yield to motorbikes.
Right.
Especially at intersections.
So it's about being extra vigilant and aware,
mm-hmm.
especially when sharing the road with motorbikes.
Exactly. Another important tip is to avoid driving at night, if possible.
Okay.
Especially when you're first getting used to the roads here.
Right.
Visibility can be poor, and there are often more hazards on the road at night.
What about using your phone while driving?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a no-no here as well?
Absolutely. Just like in most countries, using your phone while driving is illegal in Vietnam.
Right.
Unless you're using a hands-free device.
Okay.
The penalties for breaking this law are quite severe, so it's best to just put your phone away and
yeah.
focus on driving.
Okay, those are some really helpful tips. It sounds like driving in Vietnam requires a combination of skill, awareness,
yes.
and a little bit of cultural understanding.
You've hit the nail on the head. It's not just about knowing the rules.
Right.
It's about adapting to the unique driving environment here.
Right.
But once you get the hang of it, it can be a truly liberating and enjoyable experience.
Speaking of enjoyable experiences,
okay.
let's shift gears and talk about what happens after you've successfully navigated the driving test.
All right.
What's the process for actually getting your license?
Well, once you've passed both the theory and practical exams, you need to have your photo taken at the licensing authority.
Okay.
Then it's just a matter of waiting for your license to be processed and issued.
How long does that usually take?
Typically, it takes about 7 to 10 working days
okay.
for the licensing authority to issue your driver's license.
So within about 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
you could be legally cruising the streets of Vietnam.
Exactly.
With your brand new license in hand.
But hold on. We've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah.
It's like we've taken a scenic route through the entire process of getting a Vietnamese driver's license.
Yeah.
Let's do a quick recap of the key takeaways.
Sounds good. First off, we talked about eligibility.
Mm.
Remember, you need to meet certain requirements related to residency, age, and health.
Right.
And don't forget about that crucial medical certificate from an authorized facility.
Yes. And then we explored the various types of licenses available, from motorcycles to cars, trucks, and even buses.
Vietnam's got a license for every vehicle imaginable.
It does. We also delved into the application process.
Yes.
Highlighting the importance of gathering the correct documents.
Right.
And we discussed how a legal expert, like those at Harley Miller, can be invaluable in guiding you through that process.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the driving test itself.
Yes.
With its theory and practical components.
Right.
We shared some valuable tips on how to prepare for and pass both sections,
mm-hmm.
emphasizing the importance of thorough study and consistent practice.
And we even ventured into the realm of practical driving advice.
We did.
Offering insights into the unique challenges and nuances of navigating the Vietnamese roads.
Defensive driving, folks, it's your best friend here.
Absolutely. And finally, we touched upon the costs involved
right.
and the approximate processing time for getting your license.
Mm.
Remember, there are various fees associated with the process, including driving training fees, driving test fees, and the cost of the medical certificate.
Of course.
It's important to factor in all of these costs when budgeting for your Vietnamese driver's license.
So there you have it.
Hmm.
A comprehensive guide to obtaining a driving license in Vietnam.
Yes.
Tailored specifically for expats and foreigners.
But remember, while we've covered the essentials, every individual situation can have its own quirks.
Right.
If you're looking for personalized legal guidance or assistance with any stage of the process, don't hesitate to reach out to the experts at Harley Miller Law Firm.
We're here to help you navigate the intricacies of Vietnamese law, making your driving dreams a reality. Safe travels, everyone. And until next time, keep exploring Vietnam. All right, so you've aced those tests. You got that shiny new Vietnamese driver's license.
Yeah.
You're ready to hit the road.
You're ready.
But Now that you've got that license in hand, it's time to talk about the practicalities of actually driving in Vietnam.
Right.
Because let's be honest, it's a whole different ball game compared to driving in many other countries.
You're absolutely right. The traffic here can be quite chaotic and unpredictable,
right,
even for experienced drivers.
What are some of the biggest differences that foreigners should be aware of when it comes to driving in Vietnam?
Well, one of the most striking differences is the sheer volume of motorbikes on the road.
Right.
Motorbikes are the primary mode of transportation
right.
for many Vietnamese people, so you'll encounter them everywhere.
Yeah.
Weaving in and out of traffic sometimes, even driving on sidewalks.
It's definitely a sight to behold, and it requires a different level of awareness
yes.
and anticipation compared to driving in places where cars dominate the roads.
Exactly. You need to be constantly scanning your surroundings,
mm-hmm.
checking your mirrors, and anticipating the movements of those motorbikes.
Right.
They often appear out of nowhere, so it's crucial to be vigilant.
Okay, what about things like traffic signals and road signs?
Okay.
Are they generally well followed in Vietnam?
So while traffic infrastructure has improved significantly in recent years,
okay.
you'll still encounter situations where drivers might not strictly adhere
mm-hmm.
to traffic signals or road signs.
So it's about being flexible and adaptable.
Exactly.
Right. Not relying solely on what the rules say,
mm-hmm.
but also observing how people actually behave on the road.
Precisely. It's a bit like learning a new dance.
Okay.
You need to feel the rhythm of the traffic and move with it.
I like that analogy. That's a good one.
Thank you.
What about things like speed limits?
Okay.
Are they strictly enforced in Vietnam?
So speed limits are generally lower in Vietnam compared to many other countries, and they're becoming increasingly enforced, especially in urban areas.
So it's important to pay attention to those signs and adjust your driving accordingly.
Absolutely. And remember, speed cameras are becoming more common in Vietnam.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So it's not worth risking a hefty fine for exceeding that limit.
All right. Speaking of fines,
okay.
what are some other common traffic violations
right.
that foreigners should be aware of?
Besides speeding?
Mm-hmm.
Other common violations include driving under the influence of alcohol, using your phone while driving.
Of course.
And not wearing a helmet when riding a motorbike.
Okay, those are pretty standard in most countries.
Right.
Are there any violations that are specific to Vietnam or maybe more common here?
One violation that you might not encounter elsewhere is driving without a valid driver's license or with an expired license.
Right.
The penalties for this are quite severe, so it's crucial to ensure that your license is always up to date.
Yeah, that's a good reminder. It's easy to let those renewal dates slip by.
Yes, especially when you're navigating a new country.
Yeah, and you're trying to figure out the rules and regulations.
And it's regulations, exactly.
And speaking of regulations,
okay.
Vietnam has specific rules regarding the transportation of passengers and vehicles.
It does. For example, the number of passengers allowed in a car is determined by the number of seats with seatbelts.
So you can't just pile everyone in it like a clown car.
Not quite. Safety regulations are becoming increasingly strict, and the authorities are cracking down on overloading vehicles.
That makes sense. What about things like parking?
Okay.
Are there any specific rules or etiquette
mm-hmm.
that foreigners should be aware of?
Parking can be a bit of a challenge in Vietnamese cities,
right.
especially in crowded areas.
Okay.
It's always best to park in designated parking areas or lots
okay.
to avoid getting a ticket or having your vehicle towed.
And what about street parking? Is that a common thing in Vietnam?
Street parking is common,
okay.
but it's important to pay attention to any signs indicating parking restrictions or time limits.
So always be mindful of where you're parking and follow any posted signs.
Exactly. And it's also a good idea to be aware of your surroundings when parking, especially at night.
Right.
Choose well-lit areas and avoid parking in isolated or dark spots.
Okay, those are some great practical tips for driving in Vietnam.
Yes.
It sounds like it requires a blend of awareness, adaptability,
mm-hmm.
and a bit of street smarts.
You got it.
You've got to have your wits about you.
But beyond those practicalities,
okay.
it's important to remember that driving in Vietnam can also be an incredibly rewarding experience.
Oh, yeah.
The scenery is breathtaking. The people are friendly.
Yeah.
And there's a sense of adventure around every corner.
It's true. There's nothing quite like exploring Vietnam on your own terms,
mm-hmm.
stopping wherever you like.
Exactly.
Discovering those hidden gems off the beaten path.
And with your newfound driving skills and knowledge of those Vietnamese traffic regulations,
yeah.
you are well equipped to embark on that adventure.
Exactly. And remember, while this deep dive has provided some valuable information,
mm-hmm.
every situation is unique.
It is.
If you're ever unsure about something,
yes,
or you need some personalized guidance,
yeah,
don't hesitate to reach out to the legal experts at Harley Miller Law Firm.
We are here to help you navigate the complexities of Vietnamese law,
yes,
and ensure a smooth and enjoyable driving experience.
Safe travels, everyone, and until next time, keep exploring Vietnam.